first impressions of Shepard?
You know, we just had a walkthrough right now, and he seems very bright. In the meetings last night, attentive, you know, just excited about him and all those rookies. It's a great chance for them to show what they can do and to show us how quickly they can learn what we want them to, what we want them to do, and then picking up the pace and see how it goes once the vets get here.
What did you think of Sterling Shepard? What was your interaction with him along the way, the draft process? And
right, I like Sterling Shepard a lot. I did an evaluation of him. I thought there were some things that jumped off the tape. There was a competitiveness that we liked a lot. A physicality. I mean, this was a guy that in some of the run plays would take his blocking seriously. I know that's not the first thing you're looking for with receivers, but it does jump off the tape. I thought he was surprisingly strong as far as his run after catch. And then there was a suddenness and explosiveness in his movements and being able to get open. And I think it's been said, and I would agree, he certainly has a skill set and the tools to be successful inside, but I think he can also be successful outside and ability to separate from tight coverage and has those physical tools, but again, also the competitiveness and the toughness was really attractive to us.
Do you start him in a certain spot, or do you just try and teach him all the spots at once?
We teach him all the spots. You know, the more we can make our system as schematically friendly, so to speak, so that guys aren't necessarily locked into, I am this player or that player, but just think big picture so that they have that versatility, because ultimately when guys start to become a factor, you know, you got to move them around, and certainly Odell is a great example of that.
You were here for the start of the Victor Cruz era, and Sterling has, people said he looks like a younger Victor Cruz, seems like. There were certainly some
flashes. I mean, that's obviously a lofty comparison, and that's a great aspiration I think that any player would have coming in to be the type of player that Victor was for us there. You talk about the beginning of his career here, 2010, 2011, but there is a suddenness with which he executes his routes, how he separates from defenders, run after catch, and that's something that's going to be a great asset for us.
What do you like about Paul Perkins?
Paul Perkins has such great versatility. This is a guy that was a leader of his team, very bright. He's a three-down back possibility, and that here's someone that can have the good hands to catch the football out of the backfield. We talk about third down, it's really the mental aspect of it, being able to have an awareness of who you have to block and protect our quarterback. And he has that, and he gets the tough yards. He's shown the ability off his college tape to take the ball, to hit the home run ball, so to speak. So there's just some versatility that, you know, it makes us very excited to see if he can be someone that could be not necessarily a situational guy, but could be there for all three downs.
Mike, is he more of a between the tackles guy? Can he bounce it outside?
You know, he's done a little of both. I mean, there's you know, so many of the college schemes, depending on where all these players come from, they tend to emphasize more of a zone concept, or there's some of the more option type concepts that you see some of the colleges do. But I think all the things that we're going to want him to do within our run game, I think it's certainly going to be a good fit, and excited to see him get his chances.
Is that versatility something you think that running back position needs? You know, some of the three guys that you have there.
No,
they,
I think it's
they
just
tip their hands a little bit.
I think it's a matter of whenever you got a chance to bring a guy into the program, and you know he was there available for us, and you take a look and you kind of contrast him with all the other players that are available, and this guy is able to be someone who could play on first and second down and do the things that you want him to do as far as running the football and pass protective, then also have the versatility on third down. It's a great asset. And again, I think with that position, as with all the positions, you know, the more competition we can have, that's going to allow the level of everyone's play to get better, and that's what we're hoping for.
What's the plan while we're on that position? What's the plan with Orleans Darkwell, running back? When do you guys kind of expect him?
You know,
back,
I'm not sure the specifics as far as what the health situation is. I know he's part of our position group, and again, it's going to be a competition to see who eventually is going to rise to the top, and who's going to be the person that, you know, can be in situational opportunities, if you will, where we really need him. But then, who has the versatility to be there on all three downs? So we'll have to wait and see.
Mike, you mentioned that you want to see the running game improve, and you added a blocking tight end. I imagine that's something an ingredient that was missing on a consistent basis in the past, and something that you're going to really put an emphasis on, especially given the unsettledness of the right side of the line.
Well, there's so much that goes into the run game, and it's not just a particular position group. It can be a variety of factors. It's the decisions that the quarterback makes as far as what runs to keep on and which ones to check out of, where to direct the run. It's a combination of the read of the back. It's a combination of the execution by the line. I'm not trying to oversimplify it, but I think it's hard just to say, hey, this one particular position will help make the run game better. There's so many factors, I guess, is what I wanted to emphasize. But I think certainly there is a inline technique, if you will, that we've seen him do in his college tape drill that I think is going to help us. And I think he also has some skills that we saw as far as the ability to be very strong after the catch and showed a burst and an explosiveness up the seam that I think can help the passing game as well. So that's exciting.
What do you think of your freshman wide receiver Anthony Davin for some pressure?
Anthony is catching along rapidly. You know, he's a big, tall body. He's a big target. Very attentive, and you know, for someone, this is, you know, I think he speaks French and German and English, and he's picking it up well, and you know, still rusty, but he's certainly putting forth great effort and is fitting in nicely with the receiver group and with the rest of the offensive team.
With so many candidates at the running back position, is that a blessing or a burden?
I tell you, the more good players you have, the more blessings you can have. Let's the blessings come down. I mean, that is. Good problems to have, and I know you can sit there and look at it a number of different ways, but in a perfect world, you'd like to have that type of fierce competition and have those are good headaches, I think, for coaches to have, and so it's going to have to play itself out, and I wish there was something fancier I could tell you, but that really is a true statement, in that with all of those guys in the mix, and as we continue to progress and get through our OTAs and then get into our training camp and then the preseason games, it's really, I think it's going to give us a good picture of who's going to be the lead back or backs that's going to help us go all the way here.
Mike, what you have at wide receiver already, and then you bring in some undrafted guys who kind of jump off the page a little bit, Lewis, Poe. Mm-hmm. What do you see in them so far, and you know, how big of a leap is it for them to get into the conversation? Yeah,
it is early, just because, like I said, we've all just had the jog through, so I'll know more. I wish we did this after practice today or tomorrow, have a little bit better sense. But just based upon what I saw of those guys in college, you look at the fact that, as was mentioned earlier, someone mentioned Victor Cruz, you know, that our scheme is set up, so that I think there are opportunities for guys to utilize their skill set, and whether it's winning on the inside or being better on some of the intermediate or short routes or having the vertical speed. And so I think there are certainly opportunities for those guys to kind of step into the mix, and been pleased, you know, with Victor being able to have some of his opportunities that he's had working back with us, and anxious to see as he progresses. So again, it kind of, it's a little bit like the running backs in a standpoint that the better competition we can have, it's going to raise the level of all those players and give us some good headaches to have as far as to decide who's going to get on the field.